It was 1 year ago yesterday that Enron filed for what was then the largest bankruptcy in history. Once one of the nation's most valuable firms, the company's diminished holdings are now concentrated in a utility company in Oregon and oversees pipelines. Enron will auction many of its remaining assets today in Houston. John Olson is Senior Vice President and Chief Investment Officer at the securities firm Sanders, Morris & Harris. He says nearly everything's for sale.
They are selling everything from their old telecommunications business, in which they had assets of $1.5 billion. I think the highest bid they got for the equipment was about $20 million.
Have they sold the building yet?
They have sold the building. The building originally cost about $330 million, and they sold it for about $102 million. That's about 33 cents on the dollar.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like par for the course for Enron.
I'm afraid so.
I also understand that they were selling the corporate emblem.
Yes. There are several crookedies, and some of them have been bought pretty quickly by a variety of people looking for the notoriety or whatever, but they wanted a premium. And I think there's still one or two big crookedies still out there.
Now, the company is still operating, right? But are they doing anything besides just selling off assets?
Well, right now, I think that's their only mission in life. The creditors committee is going to make a decision in the next 2 months or so as to whether they liquidate the company or reorganize it. Right now, the lawyers are taking out some phenomenal amount of money, about $30 million a month, that last report. They do have a number of assets which could pass muster and live to fight another day if they're allowed to and they don't get bled to death by the lawyers.
One would presume, though, that even if they survived as a company, they might change the name.
I think you are absolutely right. The current name of the operation is called OPCO, O-P-C-O, for Opportunity Company. It would start out with about $10 billion of assets. Originally, Enron, at its bankruptcy filing, had about $62 billion of assets.
What impact has Enron's collapse had on Houston 1 year later?
Well, as you may recall, Enron had its fingers in a lot of pies down here. And the collateral damage around the town has been such that about 10,000 energy marketing and trading personnel from other firms have been let go because of the implosion in that market created by Enron and all of its aggressive accounting and the like. I'm happy to report that there are only 30% or so that are left unemployed now.
How do folks in Houston talk about Enron these days?
Many people in the community could not believe that the business could implode so fast. Usually in bankruptcies, this kind of a slow slide into a Chapter 11. In the case of Enron, they went off a cliff at 80 miles an hour. It took them about 16 years to build the company up to this $62 billion asset base. It took them about 6 weeks to implode.
Well, thanks for speaking with us, Mr. Olson.
My pleasure.
John Olson is a Senior Vice President and Chief Investment Officer at the securities firm Sanders, Morris & Harris.